All right, so welcome to another deep dive, and today we're looking at something a little bit different.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we usually look at books and articles and stuff, but this time it's a blog post, and honestly, it's surprisingly engaging, I gotta say.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So it's called, the title's a little long, but Mastering Savings and Investing Using the $10,000 Rule, Wealth Building Powers.
And I like it.
It was published February 24th, 2025. By Powers Investments Management, LLC.
Okay.
So pretty recent.
Yeah, so this is right up to date then.
Yeah, and the approach is really interesting.
What's the general idea?
So the author, who by the way has a pretty impressive resume, degrees from NC State, Rutgers, and even Harvard, uses Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule as a framework for saving.
Okay.
It's not just about the money. It's about adopting a new mindset about your finances.
Yeah, I love that idea. Like, if we can dedicate 10,000 hours to mastering a skill, why not apply that same principle to building our financial future?
Right.
That first $10,000 feels like running a marathon.
Yeah.
But once you hit it, you you can keep going.
Absolutely. Reaching that first $10,000 is like a huge psychological victory.
It is.
It's proof that you can set a financial goal and achieve it, which creates momentum and motivation to keep building.
Totally agree.
Okay, so how do we get there? The blog lays out two main paths.
Yeah.
Cutting expenses and earning more money.
The classics.
Right. Honestly, I'm always trying to do both, but what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Which strategy is more effective, in your opinion?
I think they're both vital pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Cutting unnecessary spending. I mean, obviously that frees up more cash to save while increasing your income. Well, that opens up even more possibilities.
For sure.
But the real game changer, the blog argues, is automating your savings.
The pay yourself first strategy.
Exactly.
It's kind of like tricking yourself into saving, right?
Yeah.
You set up a system where a portion of your paycheck automatically goes into a savings or investment account. So you're building wealth without even thinking about it.
Hmm. Exactly. And what's great is that you can start small and gradually increase the amount you're automatically saving as your income grows.
Little by little.
Yeah. The blog highlights the 401k as one of the most powerful tools for this.
Oh, yes. The 401k. It's like the VIP of retirement savings plans.
Yeah, for sure.
But what makes it so special? I mean, why is the author calling it the star player?
Well, 401k offer a unique combination of benefits.
Okay.
First, you get a tax break on your contributions, meaning you're paying less in taxes up front.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the potential for employer matching.
Oh, wait.
Which is essentially free money.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Yeah?
Back up. Free money. Tell me more about this employer matching thing.
Okay, so let's say your employer offers a 50% match on your 401k contributions up to a certain percentage of your salary.
Okay.
That means for every dollar you contribute, your employer adds another 50 cents to your account.
Really?
It's like getting a bonus just for saving for retirement.
That's amazing. Why wouldn't everyone jump on that?
You'd be surprised. But seriously, it's one of the biggest perks of a 401k.
Yeah.
And the blog emphasizes that even if you can only contribute a small amount at first, getting that employer match is crucial.
Makes sense.
It's a simple way to turbocharge your savings.
All right, so 401k is definitely the MVP. If you have access to one.
If you have access, definitely take advantage.
But what about those of us who don't have that option?
Mm.
What does the blog suggest for them?
Well, the blog recommends opening a regular investment account.
Okay.
But they also suggest pairing a cash management account with a dedicated investment account.
Okay.
Think of the cash management account as your central hub for everyday spending and short-term savings,
mm-hmm.
while the investment account is where you put your money to work for the long haul.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we actually put that money to work? What are some specific investment options?
The blog is a big fan of S&P 500 ETFs.
ETFs?
Yeah. They're like the all-star team of the stock market.
Okay, hold on. ETFs. I'm not sure everyone is familiar with that term.
Right, of course.
What exactly is an ETF?
It stands for Exchange-Traded Fund, and it's essentially a basket of stocks that you can buy and sell like a single stock. Think of it like a pre-made diversified portfolio.
Okay.
And with an S&P 500 ETF, you're essentially owning a tiny piece of about 80% of the U.S. stock market.
So instead of picking individual stocks, you're spreading your money across a whole bunch of companies.
Exactly.
Less risk, right?
Exactly.
Diversification is key to managing risk in investing.
Mm-hmm.
And historically, the S&P 500 has performed really well over the long term.
Okay.
The blog even throws out a pretty enticing possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine investing just $100 a month in an S&P 500 index fund for 45 years.
Okay.
According to the blog, you could potentially end up with over $1 million.
Whoa. Okay, now that's a goal worth striving for. $1 million, all from investing just $100 a month.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. Of course, past performance doesn't guarantee future results.
Right.
But it's a pretty compelling illustration of the power of consistent investing.
Yeah, totally.
And the author challenges you to research this ETF further and see if it aligns with your own investment goals and risk tolerance.
Good advice.
They even provide some handy links to firms like Fidelity, Vanguard, and Charles Schwab to get you started.
Nice.
Okay, so we've got a solid plan for saving and investing, but what stood out to me was the blog's tone.
Yeah.
It's not dry or boring like some financial advice can be.
True.
It's actually pretty motivating and engaging, like when the author says, let's make some money,
mm,
or choose your own path to financial freedom.
Yeah, I agree.
It's refreshing to see someone approach financial advice with so much enthusiasm and positivity.
For sure.
And they even talk about cryptocurrency. Clearly, they're keeping up with the times and trying to make financial literacy accessible to everyone.
Absolutely.
Right. And they even encourage readers to engage by asking questions and suggesting future topics.
I like that.
It feels like a community, not just a one-way lecture.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to mention the fact that the author includes a list of charities they support.
Oh, that's nice.
It adds a nice touch of social responsibility to the whole wealth building discussion.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that financial success isn't just about accumulating wealth for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about giving back and making a positive impact.
Absolutely. It's about using your wealth to do good in the world.
Oh, sure.
Now, I'm also intrigued by the mentions of other posts on the blog that focus on wealth building strategies.
Oh, yeah.
They even reference big names like Warren Buffett and The Millionaire Next Door, which I loved, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's a great book.
It seems like there's a whole treasure trove of knowledge waiting to be explored on this blog.
It definitely seems like it.
And it's a good reminder that this deep dive is just the beginning.
That's true.
There's always more to learn, more strategies to explore, and more ways to continue building your financial literacy.
You're right. We need to remember that the author of this blog, while incredibly knowledgeable and experienced, is not a licensed financial advisor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That disclaimer is so important.
Super important.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of these strategies.
Aw, yeah.
But everyone's financial situation is unique.
Exactly. What works for one person might not be the right fit for another.
For sure.
That's why the blog emphasizes the importance of seeking personalized advice from a qualified professional.
So true. A licensed CPA or a fiduciary financial advisor can help you create a plan that's tailored to your specific circumstances, risk tolerance, and financial goals.
Absolutely. And speaking of financial goals, I think that's a perfect segue to our next point.
Okay.
This blog post really highlights the importance of setting financial goals, like that $10,000 savings challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's something tangible and achievable that can really motivate you to get started.
Yeah, I love that about this blog.
Yeah.
It's not just about throwing out abstract concepts. It's about giving you actionable steps you can take right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm already thinking about how I can automate my savings
and
boost my 401k contributions.
And remember, even small changes can have a big impact over time.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to investing.
That's true.
That's why the blog focuses on strategies like investing in S&P 500 ETFs.
Okay.
It's about playing the long game and letting the magic of compounding work its wonders.
Okay, now you have to explain compounding to me.
Okay.
It sounds like some kind of financial sorcery.
Well, it's not magic.
Okay.
But it's pretty close. Compounding is essentially earning interest on your interest.
So, okay.
So let's say you invest $100.
Yeah.
And it earns 10% interest in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You now have $110.
Okay.
The next year, you'll earn 10% interest, not just on your original $100, but on the $110.
Okay, I see.
And so on and so on.
So your money is literally growing on top of itself.
Yeah.
It's like a snowball rolling downhill, getting bigger and bigger.
Mm. Exactly. And the longer you let your money compound, the more dramatic the results.
Gotcha.
That's why starting early with investing, even if it's just a small amount, can make a huge difference in the long run.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm starting to understand why the author is so passionate about this $10,000 savings challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about hitting that specific number. It's about developing those healthy financial habits early on.
Absolutely. It's about shifting your mindset from, I can't afford to save, to I can't afford not to save.
Wow. And that's a powerful message. It's not about depriving yourself or living a life of scarcity. No. It's about empowering yourself to build a secure financial future.
Right. And the blog makes it clear that it's not about following a one-size-fits-all formula.
Okay.
It's about finding what works for you, exploring different strategies, and seeking guidance from experts when needed.
Yeah, and it's about celebrating those small wins along the way.
Oh, for sure.
Like, imagine reaching that first $1,000 saved, or getting your first employer match in your 401k.
Totally.
Those are victories worth celebrating.
Absolutely. It's about making the journey to financial freedom enjoyable and rewarding, not just focusing on the end destination.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so let's recap what we've learned so far.
Okay.
This blog post is a call to action.
Yeah.
It's about taking control of your finances, setting goals, and developing those healthy savings and investing habits.
We've explored some key strategies like automating savings, taking advantage of employer-sponsored plans, and exploring investments like S&P 500 ETFs.
And we've emphasized the importance of seeking personalized advice from qualified professionals.
But beyond the specific tactics, what really resonated with me was the overall message of empowerment.
Yeah, I agree.
The author believes that financial freedom is within everyone's reach, and I think that's a really inspiring message.
I agree. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listener with a final thought-provoking question. So beyond that $10,000 goal, what does your ideal financial future look like? What steps can you take today to start building that future?
That is a great question to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe it's finally paying off those student loans or buying a dream home or traveling the world without worrying about the cost.
Yeah.
Whatever your vision is, it's achievable if you start planning and taking action.
I love that. It's all about having a clear vision and then breaking it down into smaller, actionable steps.
Exactly.
Like if you want to buy a house.
Yeah.
Maybe the first step is setting up a dedicated savings account for your down payment.
Exactly. And remember, the resources mentioned in this blog post are a great starting point.
Yeah.
You can research those S&P 500 ETFs, explore those links to Fidelity, Vanguard, and Charles Schwab, and even reach out to a financial advisor to get personalized guidance.
And don't be afraid to revisit those other blog posts the author mentioned.
Oh, right.
The ones about Warren Buffett and the millionaire next door.
Yeah.
Those are classics for a reason.
Right. They offer timeless wisdom about building wealth, saving smart, and investing wisely.
It's all about being proactive and taking ownership of your financial future.
And remember, you don't have to do it all at once.
Nah.
Start small, stay consistent, and celebrate your progress along the way.
Couldn't agree more. It's amazing how much progress you can make when you commit to those small, consistent actions over time.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Exactly. So what will your first step be?
That's all for this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful, inspiring, and maybe even a little bit life-changing.
Until next time.
Happy saving and investing.